Thanks for listening to English Go Podcast. To listen without advertisements or to read episode transcripts, visit englishgo.co.uk for more information.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hello. This time, the podcast is on time. Great. Everything's going to plan. Excellent. Anyway, today, I'm going to be talking about sort of, well, this is connected very much, I suppose, to what I was talking about last time. So last time I was talking about like families being able to live on single wages and those kind of things. This time, I'm going to be telling you about the first time I moved out of my parents' house and that experience. Because I was surprised. I'll tell you why. So, back in, when was it? 2008, maybe, around then? I think, nine. I moved out of my parents' house for the first time. And at that point in time, I was 20, I don't know, four, five, maybe. So, I'd finished university. And I'd got my first job. And back then I was earning around, I think it was around £20,000 a year. So if you add inflation on top of that, so inflation just, you know, everything keeps going up, wages keep going up. So a wage, I don't know, like 15 years ago is different now. So if you take into account inflation, I think that's around £30,000 a year by today's standards. So if you were earning £20,000 today, it would look like £30,000. It's a bit hard to explain, sorry, but if you look up inflation, you'll understand. Let's say I was earning around £30,000. Now that's not a terrible wage. I think it's probably around, is it around the average wage? It's probably higher than the average wage here in the UK. So, it's pretty typical wage. And I remember before I tried to move out, I remember thinking that if you've got a job and it's not, I mean, okay, maybe if I was working, or maybe if I had a supermarket job and it was minimum wage, so like the minimum amount of money you can earn, then I would think, ooh, buying a house is a bit difficult. Well, not buying a house, sorry. Renting an apartment, actually. Renting an apartment is a bit difficult. You know, you're really going to have to save money and be careful about what you buy and things like that if it's the minimum wage. But still, I thought, that's fine, you know, you can do it. You can move out of home. Everyone moves out of the parents' house. So you must be able to survive. You must be able to live on a single wage, even if it's minimum wage. So I moved out into this apartment, and it was, by today's standards, pretty cheap. So it was £450 a month. But again, that's without inflation. And I'm not going to add inflation onto every figure I give to you today, because it's just too much of a pain. So let's say it was £400 a month. No, £450. And let's say that my original wage was 20,000 a year. That makes it easier, I think, to deal with. So that was £450, and then I had to pay for council tax on top of that, which from memory was about £60 back then. Then I had to pay for water, which was it £70? I don't know. And then there's the gas bills as well. And then the electricity bills also. And then food bills as well. So I think I worked out it was for the total cost of everything, maybe minus the food bills. So for all of the bills, you know, the electricity, the water and so on, and the rent, I think I was paying around £750 a month. And back then, what would my salary have looked like? Maybe monthly salary would have been around £1,200, I'm not sure. So I'd be spending on food probably around £150 a month. So it should have been, basically, I think it ended up being around £1,000 a month. So I didn't have much money left over, much spare money. And I don't know what happened, because somehow, I should say I stayed there for 2 years. Why was I going to say that? I stayed there only for 6 months. So like I think the minimum contract in the UK when you're renting is 6 months, and most contracts are typically 6 month contracts. So I stayed there for the full 6 months. And I just remember that all of my money that came in, so all of my monthly salary, seemed to get spent on all this renting and everything. And so I wasn't saving any money at all. But I did have I had some savings before I started renting. And by the time I finished renting, by the time I'd been there for 6 months, not only had all of my wages been spent on all of this, but also I had lost £2,000 of my savings. So I actually could not afford to keep living at this place, at this apartment, because eventually I would have lost all of my savings and I would have gone into debt. My job wasn't giving me enough money to live there. Or maybe the apartment was too expensive. But actually, it wasn't an expensive apartment at all. It was cheap. Maybe slightly expensive, but no, not really. Not at all. And this was a real shock to me. This was unbelievable. I remember when I discovered this, I remember having this great sense, this tremendous sense of like I'd lost, like I'd been defeated, you know, like I'd lost something, really disappointed, really dejected. Just unbelievable. It's like, how was I supposed to move out of my parents' house? How was I supposed to live, I guess? It's my job was not, the pay wasn't bad. This is not, it wasn't minimum wage. I think, like I say, it was above average, above the average rate of pay. And I could not afford to live in a small one-bedroom apartment in an area that wasn't, it was a nice area, but it wasn't, you know, it wasn't fancy. And I just thought, what's going on here? This is a crazy situation to be in. I had a car as well. Yeah, that's true. yeah, I guess that didn't help. But, you know, it's not... Is that asking too much? Like, just a small apartment and a car to get to work in, and I couldn't even manage to do that. Crazy. So then I realized, okay, the only way to move out into an apartment, you've got two choices. One is you find a partner and you both use both of your money to live together. Or two, you share an apartment with someone else, like a house share thing, room share thing. No, not sharing a room. like you have your own room in like an apartment or a house or something like that. Actually, some people do share rooms, don't they? But yeah, I didn't do that, and I didn't really want to do that. I like my own privacy, to be honest. Anyway, that was a shock, and it still is a shock when I think about it now. I think it's crazy that you can't do that in England. Because I know you can in other countries. I think there are lots of people who live alone in Japan, for example. But I've noticed you can get some really cheap accommodation, depending on where you live. Like these very small apartments. And they've got in England, we'd call that kind of thing a bedsit. So it's sort of almost maybe one room, maybe two rooms. And you've got your kitchen and dining room and living room sort of all together. And sometimes the bedroom is even in the same room. Sometimes it is just one room, these bedsits. But yeah, even those, even they don't really exist much in England. They're very, very rare. And when you find them, the price is pretty much the same as a regular apartment anyway. So there's no point in trying to look for a bedsit type place. Yeah, so that's a shock. In fact, that might be interesting for you. If any of you are thinking of coming to England and living here, I think your choices are going to be you're coming over with a partner and you're both able to contribute to the rent and the bills and so forth, or you're going to live in shared accommodation, or you have an amazing job. And you earn lots of money, and then you can afford to live by yourself and spend lots of your salary, lots of your earnings on rent and bills and food and general living things. Anyway, that is all for today's episode. Here's another gentle reminder for you, this time not about transcripts, because I think there's still some of you who don't know, but you can get double the amount of podcasts if you go over to my Patreon page and decide to subscribe. It's only £1.50 a month, which is cheap, but maybe I should lower the price. You let me know. Nobody contacts me about this. If you think it's too expensive, £1.50 a month, then I'll lower it. The cheapest I can set it at is £1. Patreon won't let me set it any cheaper, but yeah, you get an extra 4 episodes every month if you subscribe. So, you know, that's good listening practice, and it's cheap, to be honest. I mean, £1.50, you can buy a can of Coke from a vending machine for £1.50 these days, almost. I think it's over £1, like £1.20 or something, for like a 350ml can of Coke. So there you go. So for the price of a can of Coke, you can get 4 episodes a month. That's a good deal, isn't it? I think it is. But anyway, you'll be helping me by supporting the podcast, which would be great. But anyway, until next time, I hope you have a lovely day. Bye-bye.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, folks, it's Mark Maron from WTF. I've been talking to all kinds of famous people in my garage since 2009, including a sitting president.
You know, I don't imagine you were flying in here on the chopper thinking like, you know, I am nervous about Mark.
No, I wasn't.
Okay, well, that's good.
That would be a problem.
It would be a problem.
If the president was feeling stressed about
it. Coming to my garage.
Coming to your garage.
And now there's even more WTF when you subscribe to the full Marin to get weekly bonus content and all WTF episodes ad-free. Listen to WTF wherever you get podcasts and subscribe to the full Marin at go.acast.com/WTF.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Thanks for listening until the very end of the show. If you've enjoyed this episode, please give my podcast a rating, or if you have the time, write a review. It's a really nice way of letting me know you enjoy these episodes and encourages me to make more of them for you. Thanks very much and have a lovely day.